The childhood disorder known as autism may be much more common than previously assumed. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says the disorder is not so rare, and pediatricians, educators, and parents need to be more vigilant in identifying children with communications and social problems that might be signs of autism. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Autism is still a puzzling and mysterious condition, but in fact, understanding of this disorder has grown tremendously since it was first named in 1943. Researcher Eric Fambon of King's College in London says that the more we know, the more we realize that this is not the rare condition scientists once thought it was.
If you look at the first studies in the mid-60s, we estimated the frequency of autistic problems to be near 4 or 5 per 10,000. So the rate we have today is actually 12 times higher than that.
Fambon relied on an extraordinarily aggressive program to screen more than 15,000 kids for autism in Staffordshire, England. Public health workers paid visits to the home. Speech therapists, pediatricians, and other professionals checked kids' progress during regular exams. Every effort was made to ensure that any developmental delay was closely tracked in case it was an early sign of autism or a related condition. As a result, Fambon says his study and others like it have caught many children who otherwise would have slipped through the cracks or received a different diagnosis.
What I think they all suggest is that more effort should be put into screening young children in the course of their development and trying to pick up these developmental problems at a much earlier age.
Fambon's study showed that about one in every 600 children has severe autism. One in every 160 has a less severe form of what's called a pervasive developmental disorder. Dr. Adrian Sandler of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Disabilities says that doctors are beginning to see a common thread between all these disorders.
We're seeing tons of children and adolescents with problems of social relatedness, communication, and repetitive behaviors who don't have a condition that is severe enough to warrant a diagnosis of autism, but who clearly have something in the same spectrum.
So there is no epidemic of autism. The change that's happening here is an evolution in the definition of autism and in our ability to diagnose the disorder at an early age. But that could be very important to this group of children and to their parents. Dr. Sandler says that's because researchers believe these children need help as early as possible.
I think that in the past there were many children who might have been considered at best as eccentric or odd, in any case terribly misunderstood. And I think that it is very helpful to families to know the nature of their child's problems and to know about what kinds of options are out there that may be effective.
As this study shows, it is very difficult to pinpoint developmental delays among young children who are just beginning to speak and interact with adults. Researchers are now working on ways to screen for these kinds of problems among very young kids under 2 years of age. As these screening methods are perfected, more and more children will have the chance to benefit from what's also being learned about methods for educating children with developmental delays. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.